Welcome back to Teaching Smarter, the podcast where we help educators build not just knowledge, but critical thinking. I'm Iris, your host, and today's focus is on argument analysis and media literacy. In a world where students constantly scroll through news feeds, TED Talks, blogs, and opinion pieces, it's essential that they don't just absorb information, they need to evaluate it. We want students to ask, is this argument solid? Is the evidence trustworthy? And is there bias here? In this episode, I'll guide you through a simple classroom routine that helps students learn how to critically evaluate arguments, and it takes just around 25 minutes. Let's start with step one, providing the material. Give students a short text that presents a clear argument. It could be a news article, a TED Talk excerpt, or an opinion piece. For example, you might share an article arguing for banning cars from city centers to reduce pollution. Choose something that's current, relevant, and ideally a bit provocative. This keeps engagement high. Spend about 5 minutes on this part. Read it together, play a short video clip, or hand out printed excerpts for students to annotate. The key is that the material should invite reflection, not just agreement or disagreement. Next comes step two, using the argument checklist. Give students a short checklist with three essential questions. First, are the claims supported by evidence? Encourage them to look for facts, data, or examples, not just opinions. Second, is there bias or one-sided thinking? Does the author acknowledge multiple perspectives, or are they pushing a single view? And third, is the evidence current and reliable? Remind students that outdated data or questionable sources weaken an argument. Here's how you can model this thinking. Ask questions like, does the author use valid statistics about car emissions, or do they rely mostly on emotional appeals like cars are killing our cities? Have students annotate the text or jot notes in the margins. This quiet, focused phase takes about 10 minutes and sets the stage for deeper discussion. Now for step three, group discussion and reflection. Invite students into small groups or a full class dialogue. Ask questions such as, what did you find? Were there flaws in the argument? Or were there strong points that really convinced you? This is where critical thinking becomes social. Students often catch things their peers miss: emotional manipulation, cherry-picked data, or solid reasoning backed by strong evidence. Encourage them to challenge ideas respectfully, back up claims with the text, and notice when opinions shift. That's when you know the exercise is working, when students begin refining their viewpoints in real time. Let's bring this to life with a few examples from different subject areas. In a STEM classroom, you might use a TED Talk about CRISPR gene editing. Ask questions like, are the claims supported by peer-reviewed studies? Is there bias toward biotech industry interests? Is the data current and scientifically valid? In social studies, use a political commentary or historical op-ed. Have students ask things like, does the author present multiple sides of the issue or just one narrative? Are the sources credible and verifiable? In literature, you could analyze a character's reasoning or a persuasive monologue by asking questions such as, is this argument consistent with the evidence presented in the text, or is it driven by emotion or personal bias? And in the arts, try a critical review of a controversial artwork or performance. Ask students, does the reviewer provide justification for their opinion? Do they acknowledge alternative interpretations? The framework stays the same, but the content shifts to fit your discipline. Remember, the goal isn't just to critique an article. It's to build a lifelong habit of critical reading and listening. When students learn to evaluate arguments, they become smarter citizens, better decision makers, and more thoughtful participants in society. So next time you share a news piece, a video, or a speech in class, don't just ask what students think, ask why they think it, and whether the argument stands up to scrutiny. That's how we move beyond the headlines and toward genuine understanding. Thanks for joining me on Teaching Smarter. For a printable version of questions to ask when evaluating an argument you can use right away, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.